Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So this is the guy who's with Courtney.
Yes.
Or was with Courtney. Yes. Now he's banging a 20-year-old, and he goes with Kim, another sister, who is...
They're friends, though.
And he's... There you go.
Yeah, of course.
There you go, where life is not normal. Yes. That's it. Well, that's where you become famous for having El Pino enter Vagino.
I'm going to make Rob laugh right now. Would you like to know Grumpy Cat's real name?
Yes.
Tartar sauce.
I can't do it.
It's the worst.
Wow.
Tartar sauce. America's lost a celebrity.
And you know why? I think I know the why. I know why Grumpy Cat is passing. Have they always said that the people that live the longest are the cheerful ones?
Yes.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Note to self, please don't take Robitussin in the middle of the night.
Hey, what's that in your neck?
Hey, pull what out?
You got a dart in your neck,
yeah,
man.
A huge dart. It's gnarly.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy. Yeah, maybe a little reverb on this would be. Oh. Hey, how you doing? It's a happy Friday, everybody. Robitussin.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
You feeling a little hyper?
Man, oh man. Oh, yeah, I'm tired. I had a coughing jag.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night, and by the way, hi.
So you took a Robitussin dosage in the middle of the night to battle this coughing jag. I'm curious, since it was the middle of the night and you are marked, if nothing, by your patients, did you carefully measure the dosage?
Yeah, that's what I said when I put my lips up to the bottle.
Do you?
Glug, glug, glug. In a bottle that's really like that big, as I show you my fingers. Wow, look at my fingers. Wow, man. Yeah, hi, Oscar.
Do you snack when you wake from Robitussin sleep?
No, as a matter of fact, I haven't had any calories at all this morning.
Oh, my God.
So really?
I'm calorie deprived, right? Hey, Rob, do we have any Barry White music?
Yeah, we do, as a matter of fact.
You know, because you just can't have this sound without Barry White. Yeah. Barry White.
Barry White. Yeah.
Barry White.
Barry in is, Carla's is case. Barry White. How high would I have to pitch my voice up to sound normal? Let me see if I can do it like this.
Oh,
hey, everybody.
That's crazy.
Barry Wright.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy.
And now the songs and sounds of Barry Wright.
I've heard. Oh, yeah, baby. I'm so constipated.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Or do you want something a little more sexy? This is more of an upbeat Barry record.
Yeah, this is. I'm never going to give you up.
Oh.
Oh, man.
I don't know this song.
Oh, it's Love Serenade.
Okay.
Can you give me a little more? Give me a little down.
Baby, take it all.
Take it all. Okay, I'm done.
All right, turn it off.
Oh, we didn't even get to the best line in that song.
What's the best line in that song?
I don't want to see no panties.
No? God, seriously?
He says that.
Gross.
Does he really say that?
I swear to God, he says it.
And how do you know that?
I don't want to see no panties.
I like it when he drowns.
I don't want to see no panties. Yes,
Robitussin Mike is gross.
I like Robitussin Mike. Hey, here's another song that Robitussin. You can sing this. None of you bitches. Jackie's exclusive.
Swiss's sweet hugs.
That's my favorite.
I want to hear the end. I like the end of the two notes at the end.
None of you bitches. None of you bitches. Jackie's exclusive.
Swiss's sweet hugs.
What's poppin'?
Cardi B.
It's the best. Right. It's the best.
Cardi B is, let me just say about Cardi B.
Yeah.
Cardi B is 2019.
Oh my God,
I
yes.
I agree. Yes.
Well Cardi said. B is everything well 2019. Everything well about said. America in 2019.
Do you think years from now, like when we look back on 1964 and you see iconic images of, say, the Beatles, or you go back to 1960 and you see right. John F. Kennedy, when you yeah. go to 2019, they're just going to be a picture of Cardi B?
Cardi B and Donald Trump, and side by side.
And her Swisher Sweet Uggs.
Yeah, and by the way, it raised in show business, too, and Oscar and Rob and all of us, we were raised the exact same way in show business. It, to this day, we still do it. If something great happens to us,
yeah.
like somebody gets us a wonderful gift
oh, yeah.
that's you know, not from a listener, but something in our lives that is a material possession yes. that's something really spectacular. The last thing we want to do is gloat about it. And by the way, so if a sponsor
yes.
sends you a great product,
yes.
you say, hey, I'm wearing it. Man, they're coming out soon. You're grateful to the sponsor and you want to share it. The opposite way, and this is where, you know, the world steps off and I continue to plod along as an old man.
Right.
To the concept of getting something that everybody wanted that no one was able to get and saying, none of you bitches. None of you bitches have my Swisher Sweet
Uggs. None of you bitches got these exclusive
Swisher Sweet Uggs. What's popping out?
It's like that. Like, hey, everyone that supports me and buys my records. Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah, exactly.
I got something you don't. Yes,
and also, what's funny is that she's gloating and she's cool. She's so cool that she's using bitches in her parlance, but she right. also works in the word exclusive.
Ooh. Yeah.
Which is very,
that would be
very
the equivalent
direct.
Of me a couple of years back saying, you know, hey, everybody, I'm going to the Masters. You're not, because my listeners got it for me. You're not going. I got airfare at a hotel. Nah, 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 nah. Yeah, it doesn't make
at the Augusta golf course bump.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't make, but you know, do we not meet people in life that will be oblivious to envy? They're yeah. oblivious to say that maybe by sharing that, maybe by sharing something great fortune or something you've purchased for yourself. That we get a little bit of that down here. When men are
really?
Retired for yeah. a long time, they just kind of you know, plod along and you know, something that goes very, very well. But, I don't have that chip. I wasn't raised that way.
Right.
There's a big difference between bragging about a cigar themed pair of
boots.
Australian boots.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then you know,
and maybe not cigar, really, when you get right down to it.
Okay,
maybe something else.
Playing a blunt.
Yeah.
Playing in the Masters or playing at Augusta. There's a
you
big
mean going
difference.
going to the tournament?
Yeah, anything along those lines.
Are you mounting a defense of Cardi B?
No, I'm saying that it's hard to compare these one-off industry gifts that are
yes.
meant to create this type of phenomena,
this oh, okay.
type of
All right.
exposure.
Yeah. Well, I know she's doing that. I yes. know she. It's just the way she's
but
doing it.
The Swisher Sweet
is different.
Blunt Company was probably called Uggs and said, how many thousands of dollars will it cost to get these in a size 7?
Right.
So they make yeah. them, they send them. It was worth the thousands of dollars.
It certainly was. And again, but the thing that troubles me when you get right down to it, Cardi B is 2019. She's super hot. She's the flavor of the month, of the year. It's not like they gave her a Bentley. It's a pair
no.
of shoes.
Yeah, they gave her a
pair of shoes.
She's doing, it's just the style. It's what
it
she's
is.
Doing.
It's what
she is creating a buzz it, about that, and that's none of you bitches.
It's
none
the
of
Kardashian
you
deal.
Yeah. It's the same deal. None of you bitches.
I just, you know.
Exclusive Swisher Sweet Uggs.
Bear with me, Oscar. I'm from another era. You know.
One more.
I'll give you an example. In this latest season of the Kardashians,
yes,
yeah. Scott Disick,
yes.
my favorite monster as far as reality shows foils go.
Yes.
Now, can you just, for those of us
yes.
that do not sit 5 inches away from the television
yes.
screen when the Kardashians is on, please to enlighten me as to who he is to who,
okay.
why he you call him your favorite monster, because I am, you know, and the fact that you.
Yes.
First of all, it's great for the show, so I appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
the fact that you can sit down and watch them is just incredible.
Have you ever stayed with an entire episode of that Keeping Up show?
Never watched 5 minutes of that show.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't watch it. By the way, if I get a Kanye Kim story, 99.99% of the time it's in the scrap heap.
So you
don't
are
like
not.
The, don't like the whole thing.
You're not able to keep up with them.
I don't keep up with the Kardashians. I'd like to know, though, when Oscar
does. That's
why
I'm here.
Yes, please.
That's why
well, that, no, I like to hear about it, because yes. So why is he your favorite monster?
So Scott Disick is the strange, well, they're friends. They may still be married, but they're not no longer together.
Okay.
Of Kourtney Kardashian, which is the least famous Kardashian.
Okay.
And he has been chronicled over the years to get hammered at events where he shouldn't have been hammered at, and ruin social gatherings at breakneck pace.
All right, I get it. So, no, I get it. All right.
He's grown up a little bit. The lady's age that he's dating has actually gone down. He's pulled a Mike O'Mara. He is dating a girl who I think is now 20 years old, and he's 34.
Oh. Wow.
Not even
and
legal.
Also the daughter
well, she can
of
vote.
Lionel yeah. Richie. So.
Oh, really? Another yeah. one of, not Nicole Richie.
No.
Is this one as pretty as Nicole?
Prettier.
Wow. Okay.
Much prettier.
Much better looking?
Much better looking.
All right.
So he has this way about him with the rest of the family because Kourtney and him have kids. I can't believe I know so much about this.
I can.
That he's being he's they all love him, but they all hate him for what he's done to his sister. But they all secretly love him.
What? All right, let's stop right there because yeah. now I have questions. Yeah. And by the way, this is the only way I will ever get my Kardashian
consume
fix.
Yeah, it's true. Filth,
I love getting it from
garbage.
You. Because there's a level of discomfort that you have when you're talking about this and a level of embarrassment that I treasure. I love watching you squirm a little bit about this. So let me ask this. And now when you're talking about the Kardashians, so he's out of their lives to a certain extent. He's not married anymore and he's dating a young girl. Why in the name of God would you have him around? Why would they have him on the television show anyway? Because they have kids together, right?
They have kids together, but he's also ratings gold.
Okay, because he's such a train wreck.
Well, he can be. He can be. Like, you never know when he's just say, F it, I'm going to burn this empire down once again.
Now also, is he able to pull any juice from the Lionel connection? Has Lionel been on the show?
Not that I know of. I do not think so. She's not on the show. You'll see her like in the foreground.
I see. Background maybe.
With the moral compass that is the Kardashian family, we are to assume that perhaps there was a marriage, perhaps there wasn't a marriage.
Oh, well, no. You know.
Formerly married?
That's a great question, Mike. There's like 9 seasons, and I can't remember who got married.
I'm not doing it. I want to do a deep dive right here on my computer.
Got married and who didn't, because Kim's gotten married 3 times, if I'm not mistaken, since the show started.
Quick sidebar, Mike. When you're doing an interview, which I count this as an interview, and the subject says, that's a great question, does that make you feel like a great interviewer?
Yes, it does.
It is.
I'm that petty.
Well,
I'm that small-minded and petty.
It is. I can't tell you off the top of my head if they actually are married or not. But I will say this. The man, and back to our initial point about the Swisher Sweet Uggs, is that he is courting, I think it's Kim Kardashian, at a Lamborghini/Ferrari dealership in Calabasas, California, courting her to help him get invited on this family trip to Bora Bora. So they're walking around this dealership, and he sees what is probably a $300,000 or $400,000 Ferrari that says sold on it, and says, oh, I was just here I was just here with Kylie 2 weeks ago. You know, she picked one of those up for your mother. It's a birthday present. Like, casually.
This is so, there is such a loose fiber of morality throughout this entire.
Sanity, sanity.
So this is the guy who's with Kourtney.
Yes.
Or was with Kourtney. Yes. Now he's banging a 20-year-old and he goes with Kim, another sister who is.
They're friends, though.
And he's, there you go.
Yeah, of course.
There you go, where life is not normal. Yes. That's it. Well, that's where you become famous. For having El Pino enter Vagino. That's when, by the way, that's where
great
the whole thing started.
Great plot description.
That's where the whole thing started.
Yes.
All right. And so, but he's there with, so you have him with Courtney.
With Kim.
He's,
with Kim.
And he's with Kim talking about another daughter of Kim Kardashian, of Kris Kardashian.
Yes, yes.
And he's talking to Kim. Where's, I, you know, my brain.
Oh, can I give you this?
I hate that. I hate that family so much.
Do you need a palate cleanser?
Yes, I do. Please.
None of you bitches. None of you bitches.
Lucy, swish your sweet Uggs.
What's poppin'?
Let me add this.
So pretty.
So yes. The other sister says, it's Courtney, it's Kim.
Jermaine.
No, it's not
Tito.
Who's the other one?
Let me see if I got it right.
No, not
I
Kylie. Think I know. Kylie, yes.
And by the way, you know what's going to happen? People are turning their radios up right now. Because
Maddie,
they,
who's
they,
the
because
other Kardashian?
Chloe.
Thank you. Oh,
that's
she's
right.
She's disappointed telling me that. Yes. I should
Maddie,
know better.
Maddie, do you look in on this family ever?
I really try not to, but like Maddie on they're all over Twitter and Instagram, so they're kind of hard to avoid.
You could block them.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yes.
It stuns me how much social media and their machine puts them out
it's
there.
A machine.
But it's really not. It's not the machine as much as they're out there because so many people are interested in what they do. It's why they make the money they make. But so, I will say, yes, go ahead.
Sorry. So Chloe, that you smash cut to a scene of Chloe on the phone with Kim saying, man, I hope Scott really comes because he's so much fun on vacation. Not
is he on terms with the one?
Together with the sister.
Is he on good terms with the one he broke up with?
Yes. And she's dating a dreamboat. Of her own.
But some people are better friends after they marry.
Modern
and divorce.
Families.
Yeah.
And they're so wealthy, right, that that Scott would bring his squeeze on the vacation too, right?
He should, but this is what happened. Mike, it's like
I am really embarrassed
right
now.
It's like you produced
the
show.
I'm embarrassed for you and for my show right now.
Scott
yes.
did this last time, but he brought his girlfriend. It wasn't
Richie.
It wasn't the Richie family.
Is he going to bring the girlfriend?
No, but
that's
how he ruined the trip to the family trip to Costa Rica
because
he was invited and he showed up with his girlfriend without telling anybody he was bringing his girlfriend.
Don't you hate when you have planned a nice trip to Costa Rica?
Family trip,
and Scott ruins it.
So
does Scott have a job?
He's a socialite. Oh. And part of a handful of businesses. He does business and transactions.
Yeah, he's a coke dealer.
Yeah.
So let me add this. Let me add this.
Are a lot of his transactions showing up at nightclubs
yes,
for checks?
They used to be.
Yeah.
A lot.
Okay. Yeah.
And so you're sitting there. You're like, this is how you know that they don't give an F. There's no money involved. There's no part. It's just you're looking in a fishbowl. You're looking in a fishbowl of fish you've never seen before. They said, you know what? Why don't we do like a pre-trip to make sure that our sister, who we love, is still cool with Scott going on vacation.
Courtney.
Yes. We're going to go. Let's go see, on a whim, let's go see Kanye perform at SNL. Smash cut to private jet. They're flying to New York. They land in New York. Like, oh, have you ever been to SNL? No, I haven't been to SNL. I can't believe you haven't been to SNL. So they're like going.
Just a phone call.
Just a phone call and conversation.
First row.
That's it. Now,
wow.
I'm not sure I like looking at this fishbowl.
Kanye derails on that SNL, if you remember, because it was in the past, right? They're already filming the season.
This is like last season.
Yeah, this is when he goes into
a terrible appearance.
A diatribe.
Right. So it didn't make any sense about Trump and everything else, right?
Yeah. And then
wasn't someone dressed as a bottle?
Then you see Kim in the town car going back to the hotel, and she's on the phone with her mom, and she's saying, you know, Kanye's art is Kanye's art. Like, she clearly knows that he completely derailed that performance. But she's not going to say that. She goes, I can tell him like what we think he should do, but his art is his art. I'm never going to tell him what I think because he's been successful just following his gut and his talent. But that is surreal because we all know it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's surreal to me is sometimes I realize what you care about. But that's
but
that's
it was a wonderful it was
Mike,
a wonderful
I'm just,
recap.
I'm just
was,
tapped in. I'm just I, tapped I, in.
Yeah,
I'm
we'll go with that.
I'm
we'll
holding
with
on with my, to my youth, whatever's left of it, as long as I can.
And you know what? I was right, Mike. I just so the people I can.
You value. I should point out Oscar Santana values so many other things that are good and decent and wonderful and wholesome and all that. And
the three
and
principles
that's
on
what
this,
I like to focus
Mike, the
on,
three
yes.
principles on this show make a wonderful Venn diagram. And
yeah,
that is
absolutely.
The stuff that you and I cannot cover, and we rely on Oscar. I want to clarify, Kanye on that appearance on Saturday Night Live was indeed dressed as a bottle of Perrier.
Yeah, for one of his performances.
For one of his performances. I knew there was a bottle involved somehow, so I just wanted absolutely. To clear that up. He looked great.
All right. I know what I'm going to do before we continue with the rest of the show.
What's that?
I'm going to take a second shower. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'd take advice, obviously, but as well as reopening Lister Wick, I'd like to sink a new pit here, above Cunnery Wood. What?
I've told you before, it's a nasty business. I wish you wouldn't.
Heathcliff has heard Rawson's men in my upper bed, here. Which means they're not just stealing coal, they're stealing significant amounts of coal. What am I supposed to do? Take it lying down, let them take what they want from my land and not do anything?
Is it costed?
Just over £2,000. I believe I can get it to just under.
I can't lend you more than 450.
Really?
Then how will you get the rest?
Well, it's not impossible that... Miss Walker and I have become very close, and if things... How would you feel if she were to move in here with me as my companion?
I'd be very happy for you. It's time you settled.
Well, then. It's not impossible that she might be in a position to lend me some money.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I didn't see Mike that episode O'Mara yet.
That's coming up.
Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Ah, ladies and gentlemen, the song stylings of Mr. Lou Rawls.
You'll never find.
As long as you live. That is a good palate cleanser. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are TMOS to our friends, worldwide podcast, radio show, stage show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Food truck. Lots of stuff. We appreciate everybody with your love and support for the program. And if you're new, welcome, welcome. From Ras Al Khaimah, United Arab Emirates.
Yes, I told you you'd do it today.
To Longwood, Florida. From Salt Lake City, Utah to Horsehead, New York.
What's that?
From Rapid City, South Dakota to Shibuya, Tokyo, Japan.
Shibuya.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by ZipRecruiter.
Yes.
If you're looking for somebody to fill that position, hiring is challenging. But there's one place you can go. Where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. It's the place where growing businesses connect with qualified candidates. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply for your job. The applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each of them and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That is ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Remember it, learn it, live it, love it. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yeah, in the middle of the night, I'm never doing that again. I don't know if it was the middle of the night, but I know I woke up and just took a little chug of Tussin and then...
Rub some Tussin on it. What was it, a nighttime Tussin?
It was a broken leg, Rob, and I had that Tussin get right into the bone.
Get down
there,
to
boy.
The bone. Get into the bone.
Get that Tussin right into the bone.
Was it, but was it like a Tussin that has like a sleep agent in it?
Yes, it was nighttime Tussin.
Oh, that you can't take that like after midnight.
I know, but I did, and I'm dumb, and that's the way it goes. But
wait,
you know, and
wait for water. I don't understand.
It was an interesting evening with the O'Mara family as we went to school orientation for my son, his upcoming kindergarten appearance, and we went to the school, and now we've been to our, this is our second orientation. The first one wasn't a real orientation, but you could go. It was more. It was a PTO meeting, and so you didn't have all the parents there.
That's like PTA.
Oh,
parent teacher organization. Oh. Instead of association. Yeah,
man.
And it was small. And every last night was the formal. You have to be there, or you really don't have to be. But it was the orientation for kindergarten, where all the parents showed up. And I guess with having the older children, 20 years ago, I've missed the fact that schools are really overcrowded now, aren't they?
Packed. Packed it's with those really, little kids.
It's really kind of crazy. I guess during that 20 years that from where my daughters were in their little school, and the last time I was involved with it was in high school, so it wasn't 20 years ago.
Right.
But it just didn't seem as crazy crowded as it is now. And back in the day, you know, we had a gym. We had a cafeteria. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is elementary school.
Did you
school.
Ever have a school that had what they call the cafetorium?
We didn't. They have a cafetorium at this school.
Yes.
Great question.
See, you're more of a modern parent with your kids because you've been there during the crowding period.
And also, I caught a lucky break is that my kids sort of came after we were doing PM Drive. And when we used to work till 7 every night, you and I would have to miss a lot of evening activities because we couldn't get to the school on time. But you know, I've been around for a lot of this stuff, regretfully.
Well, in their early years, my daughters went to private school. Mm-hmm. And because back in the day, a long, long time ago, I was a man of means.
Oh,
thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very
much.
Did
you ever get some Swisher Sweet Uggs?
I never got the, you know.
Of course not, because none of the bitches did. Only Cardi B did.
None of you bitches. None of you bitches.
The answer's in the song, Oscar.
Sorry.
Swisher Sweet Uggs.
Thank you. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
What's popping now?
The memory I have was that when my daughters were at this very, very nice school, super exclusive? No. Mm. Very nice? Yes. And I remember I was, someone approached me to do the live auction. And I remember that way, way, way back when, several of the mommies who were aware of the Don and Mike show and my participation on that program contacted the principal or / headmaster of the school.
Oh, that makes it sound very Dickensian, Mike.
Yes. They indicated to him that they did not wish me to do the auction because of my content on my show. I remember that was my welcome to the world of the elite. But don't miss it one little bit. But the PTO here is one of the best parts of the school. And they were out front selling T-shirts, and I love that. And I just like the whole vibe. What I don't like is the crowd in the auditorium, and then going to the kindergarten classrooms, which I'd already done,
right?
Because this is our third time for me at this school. So I've been
there. Is this the first time that you were there that it wasn't in session?
Another great question.
No.
Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you.
Yeah, because we don't know. Because we don't know.
No, they were. This was after hours, so it was after hours. But I to say that I had a bad attitude going to this thing. It started halfway to the school, and I'm driving along with the little rugrat in the back and Carl in the front.
Oh, so he comes to this?
He comes to this, yeah, because he sees his buddy there.
Okay.
Who he's in school with now, preschool with.
That's good, though. That's good.
And so halfway there, I said, what are we going to? Is this an orientation? Yeah. Is this the one they said we didn't have to go to? Yeah, I want to go. I think it's important.
And,
that's the one that I started. Then I started to whine. Then I started to whine, and we get there. And I like the principal there. I like the teacher. They all just look like really good folk. But what I don't like is a crowd scene. And so after the auditorium session broke up and they told you what to do, where to go, what the schedule is going to be, when you get to walk your kid to school, when you stop walking your kid to school, whether they're going to take the bus, whether they're not going to take the bus, where you're going to go, what they're going to do, everything like that. After that, it was now if you'd like to go and take a walk around the school. We've got some classrooms that are set up for you. And we've done this before. And so I, let me see. I would describe myself as a whiny little bitch during this.
So put out?
Yeah.
You know what? That's an interesting sociological study, Oscar. Why was I put out? Maybe I was put out because it might be my own discomfort of, you know, that you've got Young dad, Santa Claus, young dad.
But don't really, you find yourself in a situation with a school? I always dread going to those school events where you have to sit.
I hate them.
But I find that once you get there, they're not so bad because just, I mean, it's the same side of the, it's a different side of the same coin.
What's the landscape like?
There was a dad. Well, are you? I know what you're. I'll answer that in a minute.
Because I mean, I know that you're
Florida, pal. That's all I need to tell you.
But that could be meth Florida or fitness Florida.
Fitness Florida.
Ah, nice.
Activewear.
Yeah.
Activewear.
But I would think
May I add one thing?
Sure.
I'm looking at Oscar. Fabulous fitness Florida.
Mm. Wow. Mm. Yeah. But I know you're thrown by the fact that there are so many young dads there. But yes. Every dad there, and probably most of the moms, also are in the same boat as you. They don't want to be there.
And we saw a couple that the parents of Michael's best friend, and the dad was kind of in my mode.
Sure.
So he wasn't chatty and I wasn't chatty.
That helps.
But it would have helped. Usually it's like the moms go, you know, and the dads go, yeah. And there wasn't enough of that because we don't know each other well enough.
Mm.
And so, look, I apologize to my wife because my attitude. But I didn't apologize for leaving the classroom when they put 400 parents inside this one kindergarten classroom because I said I wanted to go out and get some air. And I said, and it got worse for me when I mounted the argument that said, she said, well, I just think it would have been nice to see the classroom. I said, we saw the classroom. So, well, nice to see, you know, where the teacher. I said, we met the teacher. And then she's getting angrier and angrier at me. And I'm like, well, you were in there. And he said, yeah, but I wanted you to share the experience. I said, the experience was I'm fat and I'm old and I'm bumping into people. That's the experience for me. Ooh. I didn't care for the experience, but I was there.
Yes.
I was supporting and I was there. And I know that I was a WLB, a whiny little bitch. I know I was. I know that I was doing that.
But was that lost on Michael?
Michael wasn't involved other than mommy, daddy, shut up. You know,
that's
like,
fine.
You know,
then. He'll remember that you were there. That's what matters.
What if the idea, and I hate this because we all get it. You're there, but you're not there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And last night I copped to it. I admit to it. I did not apologize for leaving the classroom that was claustrophobic. I don't like that. I'm not good. Anybody that's come to a meet and greet knows that I'm a little, I mean, it's tough for me to be in a room with their people all the time.
Well,
I mean,
as a celebrity, not that they're people. It's dangerous.
I'm not a celebrity.
It is dangerous. And he always has to keep an eye for
dangerous.
An exit.
Shut up, Oscar.
It's very dangerous. That's right.
It's not
fire there. Codes, Oscar.
It was fine. It's just, it's gotten crowded. It's gotten, and I think once the
and
kids
little, furniture?
The, little furniture?
I
yeah,
hate
for the
little
kids.
Furniture. F that.
Yeah, it was, but it was, you know, it was what it was. And you've got to, look, you've got to, I was active wear. That was my uniform
okay.
last night, where I had my golf shorts and one of these little workout t-shirts that
hit
I wear
links.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
And a lot of it, no, it was not wearing the golf.
As
shirt.
They call it, Mike, Florida black tie.
Florida. And then you had the dads that had real jobs that had the tie and the long pants and
right.
everything because they have real jobs. And then you have the guys that, really sell the fact that that they've come right from the set of what's that Louisiana show? You know, what's the
oh, shoot him, Elizabeth, shoot him.
Yeah, that one. They've got
the Bobby Boucher's of the world.
I know it's cultivated. It's
yes.
got to be.
Yeah.
It's got to be. There's not that much. There's not that much fucking camouflage that is manufactured in the United States. There's not hat, shirt, pants. Boots, yeah. everything, and I'm like over there. You know,
they come up
I mean,
to you
excuse
say,
me. Are you here for a school orientation, or are we here for the alligator wrestling rally?
Are
I'm
you
not
familiar,
sure what's going on
sir,
here.
With my Duck Dynasty?
Maybe
that's
it's
it. Duck Dynasty.
Maybe
that's
it's Python one. Season.
It was. But oh, there, yeah. And then big. in between the occasional fit, there's one particular dad there that was a question dad at the last orientation.
Oh no!
And I saw him. He shaved his beard off a little bit, but it was the same dad. This giant head, and you know, just there, you know. And look, I don't know. I don't mean to.
Did
judge
you pull
people,
any positive
do.
From it?
What's
I know
a,
that.
What's a question that annoys you?
Yeah.
Oh God! I wish I could pull this, Oscar. I wish I could remember this question. Oh my God!
I bet this guy's been on one
I'm
of our
try
clients.
because at the last orientation he asked it, and I wanted to make sure that I it was inane. It was unnecessary. It made the thing go longer than it needed to go.
Can I give you some examples that I've seen?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
and I've seen, and this is sheerly from top of my head.
Okay.
Someone asks about the lunch menu, you know, if it's going to be nutritious.
Right.
Is the price going to stay the same? Is Friday still a French bread pizza Friday? It's like all these like details that don't matter.
Yep.
And they can't answer to them anyway.
Oh, by the way, and all details that can be acquired on their website.
Yes.
All the information can be gotten on their website.
Yes.
So it just, I think I remembered him because it lingered a little longer. Yeah. Rob asked me about positives. I should give you positives.
Yeah, there had to be at least something.
The positives, they are a great group of kids. They look like just a great,
that's great,
great group of kids. Multi ethnic, wonderful, beautiful, fresh faced kids, and they all look. It looks like it's going to be
the future's
fun.
Bright.
And the other is, I just find this principal to exude
Skinner.
Competence. Competence. Yep, we're glad to have everybody here.
Steamed
we're,
hamburgers.
Really, really glad that Michael O'Mara is coming to the school. Now, we're going to have an orientation. We'll have two of them where the parents will be allowed to ask all the inane questions. It should be fantastic.
Yeah. When I was with the kids at Universal, and there's a Simpsons Land. And the whole time I'm walking around, I'm like, if effing Mike was here right now. Well,
hey, kids, would you like a snow cone? We're going to go out and get a snow cone right now. How about some cotton candy after you're riding your incredible roller coaster ride? Yeah, welcome to the Simpsons ride. I don't think I've ever done Principal Skinner, but I
Principal
do all the
Seymour
Simpsons
Skinner,
voices.
Yes.
This is Seymour Skinner. Great to be with you. Thank you very much. And that's Harry Shearer.
Yeah, you must have a similar vocal range than him.
I mean, to Harry Shearer.
You fall into all his voices.
If the career had gone a different way.
I'll tell you this, Mike.
Wow. I'd just be walking on gold bricks in my patio.
When you do these events, look at these kindergartners, because I was talking to Carrie.
Yeah.
Julia's graduating in less than a month. And there are kids.
I will give that's a legitimate round of applause, not a mocking round of applause.
And I just real quick.
Hey, Caleb, fantastic red shoes with tassels.
Tuscarora High School did something really nice last night. Of her graduating class, I think there's between 400 and 500 in it. There are 8 kids that are going on to major in the fine arts. And they recognized all of them in a little ceremony last night, which was really cool because they do that for the sports and they do that for the academia. But the fact that these kids are pursuing fine arts is really cool. And I thought that was nice.
Well, they want to celebrate the fact that none of those children will make any money. That's what they want to do. They want to celebrate the fact the fine arts. By the way, the fine arts kids are the ones, like my daughter is a fine arts student. You know, it's like, thanks a lot. Enjoy that bartending.
But know that there were 7 that were going into theater and costume construction and 1 SPIWAC going into graphic design.
Graphic design will do better for her.
Paid all day.
Yes.
But as we were looking around, I said, Carrie, we've known these boys and girls since they're in kindergarten, and they're going to be walking the stage in a month. So take a look at those faces. I love that you love the fact that they're a good bunch of kids because you're going to be seeing them for the next 12 years.
Yeah,
it's really
it's
cool.
Just you can't get a real lay of the land when you have 1 million parents. And by the way,
that's true.
400 or 500. The way it's going right now, they'll fragment to different high schools.
Sure,
too.
Sure.
Because they're just it's a beehive,
and it's Florida, so many will drop out.
Yeah. There we go. There's the who had that. Who had 37 minutes? We'll take
a
break.
You can collect yourself.
Thank you very much.
These state taxes, they're dropping out.
They're like flies.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun. I'm trying to breathe on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Rates with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the abortion ban in Alabama. What does it mean for reproductive rights? Plus, how dangerous is the standoff with Iran? And that Democratic field, it just keeps getting bigger. We're going to help you think about it all this week.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Ah, that's Chris Freitz. What a nasty.
He loves to dance and sing.
Yes, he does. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Extra, extra, extra. Read all about it. Actually, there's no need to read. Just listen, people. Did you know that in formal standard German, the word extra is a prefix attached to a following noun? In colloquial German, however, it's often treated like a real adjective. For example, Das Eisen ganz extra Rezept von meiner Mutter. Which, of course, means this is a very special recipe of my mother's. Now, this proves that even overseas, Everybody loves extra.
Yes.
So, why not treat yourself to some extra TMOS? The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is a 6th episode that we record every week, and it can be yours for a few extra pennies. You get extra fun, extra laughs, and that's extra good. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus button. Boom, you're in, baby. Das ist ein ganz extra Set von meiner Mutter. Spread some extra cheer, bonus show style. Get extra happy by giving back. Plus, you'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and thank you with extra sugar on top.
Nice.
Thank you very much. We Bye. Appreciate that. Welcome back to the show. So to wrap it up, I was a bit of a gnat myself last night, and
everyone has a moment. That. Everyone has a moment, Mike.
I try to do the best I can. There are moments, I will be completely and totally honest with you. There are moments where I do look at myself in the mirror and I say, what the hell are you doing? But I love it too. I love it. I love kids. I love having this family activity. My second go round. A lot of people don't have that opportunity, and I consider it an opportunity. I don't consider it a failure. I love my older daughters, and I love my younger son, and it's going to be fun, and it's going to be great. I just want smaller numbers. I don't want to feel claustrophobic again. That's
the fact that you are self-aware that it's going on means you're not too far gone. You can correct this. Yeah. This is fine. Yeah. If you were oblivious to it, then we'd have a problem.
Well, I mean, I looked around the room, and as I often do to see, you know, is there anyone elderly like me? Is there anyone as old as me? And I look around the room, and there are, you know, they're not. And, you know, there are dads that are definitely gray.
Sure.
That's okay. I like that. But, you know, we will see. And it's all about him. And here's the thing. This was the direct quote in the car leaving. I can't wait to go to my new school because his best buddy.
Oh, that's
Donnie,
great.
His best buddy, Donnie, is there,
Brasco?
And they were running around Donnie Brasco. That's right. Forget about it. Forget about it. Yeah. Oh, mean you. Look at these peppers. No, what it was he got so excited that he's bouncing off the walls before we went to this because he knew his buddy, Donnie.
Donnie is at his current school as well?
Donnie is at his current school. He will be at the new school.
That's great.
But they have, it would blow your mind down here. They have. So there's so little value given to public education down here after years and years. I mean, there are, I think 8 or 9, 10 kindergarten classes.
Yes.
Nine or 10.
Wow.
Do you have any memory of what it was when Julia went to school?
Yeah,
Right?
It was like 2. I think there was 2 of them.
Yeah, I know.
But but to be fair, that's 4 because they were still doing AM/PM kindergarten then.
But I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot. And can they handle it? They can handle it. It's just new, especially when the first orientation I went to was talking about the budget cuts.
Yes.
Down here, you know. Thank you, Governor. But anyway, so that's
it. Are there three major Donnie's as far as celebrities go? It's Donnie Brasco.
Right.
Right. Donnie Wahlberg.
Right.
Donnie Simpson.
Donnie Osmond.
Four.
Mm-hmm. Donnie Deutsch.
All 5.
Oh, that's good.
Strong 5. Mm-hmm.
Morning Joe, Donnie Deutsch.
Donnie Trump.
Big Trump lover.
Strong. Donnie Trump is our president.
Donnie Hathaway.
Oh, that's
famous,
a good one.
Recording
good singer,
artist.
Yeah.
I don't think Donald is a Donnie.
You don't think so? Not even around the house?
No.
I withdraw.
Donnie Trump.
No.
Let me see.
I think
you had Donnie and Marie.
Although he doesn't go by it anymore. In the day, he was Donnie Most, who played Ralph Malph.
Donnie Most counts.
Yeah, but now he's Don Most.
Do you know who Donnie Most was,
I'll look
Oscar?
Him up.
Ralph Malph.
Yeah, he was the joke teller
from
on
Happy Days.
On Happy Days.
Oh, that was before my time.
He would hang with Potsy.
Spirited ginger.
He was. You know what he was? He was a dick.
Donnie
and Potsy was a dick too. Richie could have had better friends. I liked Fonzie.
You know, it's interesting that
I know who you're talking about now.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yes. Donnie Most, who was it was Potsy and Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph Malph.
Mm. Those were the two guys going like that. Are you subscribing to the fact that there will be three with Doris Day, Tim Conway going? Do you think there's going to be? And I hesitate to ask you because it could be potentially the kiss of death when you even discuss this subject.
Will you not? But do you not accept Architect IMP pay?
IMP? No. No, not a show business celebrity. It has to be.
Big name, though.
The death trifecta usually has to be a famous, nationwide famous showbiz celebrity. That's what it has to be.
I would say, and you don't want to hear this answer, I would say that there will be another big death before we convene on Monday. a big showbiz death.
Robin cinched it.
And it will happen at a old-timey celebrity signing.
Right. It'll happen at the Cracker Jack old-time baseball game.
Yes.
Is what will happen.
I can't believe you're overlooking one that I think should be included in the trifecta.
Who?
Grumpy Cat.
Oh, yes.
Oh, does it count, though? It's so modern.
Grumpy Cat. No, that's the joke. Grumpy Cat.
Oscar was really thought it was up for debate. So to be fair, we're done with today. Donnie Most.
A lot of people are sad.
I know. In the Idiocracy, a lot of people are sad. I saw that today where it's like, Grumpy Cat has left. Do we have any information on Grumpy Cat?
I know this because Steve Chenevy was all over it this morning on Channel 5.
Of course he was.
And when Allison said, and they read it like a real obit, Allison said, Grumpy Cat was 7. And Steve Chenevy
only
said,
7, is that normal Chenevy for cats? Said,
so young. No, that is young for cats. Cats can oftentimes go 14, 12, 15.
Right?
Yeah.
No.
So, yeah.
Do you think that Grumpy Cat, and yes, now we're talking about it, do you think that Grumpy Cat was perhaps left a little early because Grumpy Cat may have had some abnormalities that resulted in the Grumpy Cat look? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, like, there might be a wiring flaw within.
Also, he was taxed. Like, he was working all the time.
No, I think you guys are missing the big picture.
$100 million, maybe?
Yes.
You guys are missing the big picture, though.
Wait, shut up for a second. Oh, did Grumpy Cat really make $100 million?
Oh, I can guarantee you over $50 million.
Really?
Over $50 million.
Wow.
Because I've seen the number $100 million, but most of them say $50 million from what I've read. Now, his official Twitter account says
at Grumpy Cat.
At Grumpy Cat. No, at Real Grumpy Cat.
Oh, Real Grumpy Cat.
Except no substance.
Yes. Some days are grumpier than others.
Ah, yes.
And then it's what you would see in the Washington Post. It's a paragraph of, despite care from top professionals, as well as her very loving family, Grumpy encountered complications from the recent urinary tract infection
that unfortunately
became too tough for her to overcome. She passed away peacefully this morning, Tuesday, May 14th.
Drink this cranberry juice, you stupid cat!
At home in the arms of her mommy, Tabitha. Besides being our baby and cherished member of the family, Grumpy Cat has helped millions of people smile around the world, even when times were tough. Her spirit will continue
to
live.
You lost me there. You lost me there.
On through her fans everywhere, Grumpy's family, Tabitha, Brian, and Crystal. Now, Tabitha, Brian, and Crystal, I'm sure, are mourning for their pet.
Sure.
And
no, they're not. They're mourning for something that goes ka-ching.
I'm going to make Rob laugh right now. Would you like to know Grumpy Cat's real name?
Yes.
Tartar sauce. I can't do it.
We are the worst.
Wow. Someone's tartar sauce.
America's lost a celebrity.
And you know why? I think I know the why. I know why Grumpy Cat has passed. Have they always said that the people that live the longest are the cheerful ones?
Yes. Yes. But I do imagine
was born in Arizona, by the way.
The work schedule was too much for any celebrity pet.
And the thing that the real tragedy here is that there's just not enough cats around to find one that looks like that.
I see a CNN headline here that says Grumpy Cat, the grouchy faced furball that launched 1,000 memes. Yes, siree.
Why, America? This is why we are hated. Don't love this cat.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
The dollars and pains we would go through to keep what is a cash cow, in this case, a cash cat, in place and alive. I mean, I would have medevaced this thing across the country. I would have Steve Jobs taken it to Eastern. Figured out if I could use Eastern medicine to solve this UTI. I would have done anything. I think these Arizona morons didn't see this coming because
in
they
the age
been
of antibiotics, why did Grumpy Cat have to die?
All I know is that I saw tartar sauce last night, and she wasn't peeing right. So I don't know.
No, I think they were more savvy than that. How would they make all? And by the way, I'm realizing now why Grumpy Cat made the money that Grumpy Cat made. There are posters. There are greeting cards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are memes. But I mean, this cat was totally unique. And I think 7 years, a urinary tract infection, they couldn't get an antibiotic for that? Come on.
One of our associate producers downstairs, they all got these mouse pads because they want, you know, everybody wants their own mouse pad.
It's the modern day t-shirt, Mike.
Yes, yes. They have their sayings on it. One of them that I saw in the queue when I was looking for, okay, what are they ordering, is Grumpy Cat. On the mouse pad.
Sure.
Like, if you've got your own mouse pads that are ubiquitous.
Hey, but how great is it that it's a cat and mouse pad? Right?
All right. Thank you, Rob. Once again, I'm not bringing up any lung material on that one.
That didn't make it. That didn't rate. That didn't rate.
Yeah.
By the way.
Oh, Mike, in our next segment, we have to go to the next topic, which is, of course, taxidermy. Yes or no?
Taxidermy. Yeah. All right. Keep Grumpy Cat forever. If they haven't, like, cremated Grumpy Cat yet. We'll take a break. Speaking of, internet, I'll tell you what I do late night and let you judge me. Because that's what I do on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll take a break. Come right back, everybody.
This week on The Real Interns of Podcast Village.
Hey, it's Johnny. White trash. Can you believe Dahlia called me white trash? I mean, she's right that I am Caucasian, but to deem me as trashy, unforgivable. So I live in a dumpster behind the studio, but that's only because the commute is like under 5 minutes that way. And raccoons can be domesticated with the right amount of discipline. If you close your eyes and really, really pretend, a raccoon can feel like a dog. A dog with thumbs. Okay, I guess I'll take a shower. No soap.
Follow the interns at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
It's an interesting group that we've got now.
It is.
An interesting crop, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Food for thought from Cornerstone First Financial. With tariffs and trade wars monopolizing the headlines, one bit of news that's been on the down low is the dramatic drop in mortgage interest rates.
Yeah.
As investors flock to the security of treasury bonds, interest rates have been driven lower and lower, which benefits you big time. So, whether you're buying a house or refinancing, you've got to act right now while the market is still on your side. Home appreciations are up, rates are low, and with Cornerstone's guarantee to meet or beat any competitor, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, consolidate debt, do home improvements, or take cash out for any reason whatsoever. Sooner or later, inflationary pressure will push these rates back up to realistic levels, so this won't last. Act now!
No!
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 Cornerstone is licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. All right, I wrote this down because I wanted to share with you boys.
Yeah.
I don't think I've talked about it. If I have, if I'm having a senior moment, please let me know. We'll play a guessing game. I'm watching a particular type of video at night, late at night, when I'm very, very lonely, when I'm sitting there, which piques my interest, and now it's all over my YouTube feed.
I have to recuse myself because we have talked in private about it, so I know what it is, but we've not discussed it on the show. Yeah,
give me a hint on what we've talked about, and I'll tell you whether you're right or not.
It involves,
'cause I change it all the time.
It involves outside.
That is not correct.
Oh, okay, because what we had talked about in private, if I may reveal now,
yeah,
is camp cooking.
Yeah, camp cooking was the last one, but not nearly as much as this one.
Oh, so there's a new one. Oh, well, so I'm back in, baby.
There is a black market. No, there's not.
What?
There is a, this is the dark web. No, it's not the dark web. There are people that post these on YouTube.
Web on YouTube? That is such an oxymoron.
I am so embarrassed by this. I am so.
Is it medical?
I am so, no, and I shouldn't even be pausing because no, it is not. It's natural.
Okay.
Oh, natural.
Okay. All right.
And by the way, before I have you guess, it is because I am embarrassed of this. I think I need help. I may need help because I watch these all the time.
Okay, so here's what we know so far, okay. Oscar. It is natural. It is not medical, and it doesn't necessarily involve outside.
Okay, is it violent?
Yes.
Ooh.
Is it?
It's right to the heart of the matter. Is it violent?
Is it something that could be construed as a crime? Ever?
No, not even close.
Okay.
Is it? Is it the natural cycle of life?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, yeah, yes, it is. However, there in these particular videos, man does interfere.
Is it time-lapse photography of something decomposing?
No. Jeez. Wow, is that what you watch?
No, but
I thought I was bad.
No, when you're talking about the circle of life and stuff, I prefer time-lapse of flowers opening.
If you type in the circle of life to YouTube, it shows you Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
So.
All right, well, you're on the right track, tell you that.
Is it...
It's so bad.
Is it the trapping of animals in the wild?
No, it is not.
Okay.
It is not the trapping.
It's not animals mating, is it?
It is not animals mating, but I will tell you, it is definitely survival of the fittest.
Oh.
Animals fighting?
No. And it is, I should also say, it is a controlled environment.
Cockfighting.
No, it is okay. Cockfighting. I hope they don't have that on. I wouldn't want to watch that.
No,
that
that's a horrible thing.
What about? Oh God, it's.
By the way, it happens every day in every city, in every town, in every state in America, and it happens usually in an enclosure.
How about animals being euthanized because they're sick?
No, that to me would be darker than what I do.
Okay,
what I do, ladies and gentlemen,
is it cats with UTI and.
It is not cats with urinary tract infections.
What about cats that are stuck under beds because they're too fat?
Oh, I love that.
No, it is not that. It's darker than that.
Okay.
It's actually darker than that. What I have been watching and what's all over my feed now are snake feeding videos.
Oh.
Specifically rattlesnakes.
What are they feeding? Mice?
They feed them live mice and rats. And so I watch this and they
bring you great joy.
They don't bring me great joy. I just find it fascinating that you watch what's something that no one would see. Most of us would not see. You watch the little mouse get put in Sidewinder's cage, and then when the Sidewinder, here are the elements of the story.
Yes,
some of them go right for it. Some of them wait. Some of them wait while the mouse goes around the back.
Oh, so the vermin, the rodents are alive, because yes. I know that you can buy frozen rodents.
Well, they've got that too. Certain snakes have been fed with a thawed out, and certain snakes like the cobra eats other snakes. So they will bring a snake that died of natural causes, and they will bring that in, and the cobra will eat that because certain cobras are snake eaters.
Now, if you're in a hurry,
I know a lot about snakes.
If you're in a hurry, can you defrost the mouse in the microwave?
Well, most of the videos I watch are these weird guys that have rattlesnakes in their mother's basement,
right,
and it's kind of strange to see that. And then you see it put in there, and I find myself not only fascinated by this, but sometimes I get impatient.
Oh, with the snake?
Because of
I'm like, all right, Jerry. Hey, Tom. Hey, Jerry of Tom and Jerry. Come on, come out from behind that plastic rock. All right, boom! There it is.
Snakes? Are they the ones that wait? Those are the ones that must piss you off. Is there a certain snake that is less in a hurry to eat by a breed, or is it based on hunger?
It's mostly I'm watching rattlesnakes. Okay. That's what I watch, right? Because those are the ones that people keep, and they're the one that they put it. And some of them will wait, and then they hit and they pull back.
Sure.
Some of them will hit the mouse and hold on to it, and then
prefer?
All right, now you're really getting into the dark side. I prefer the hit and wait.
Yeah, sure.
Because then you see how. The venom affects the mouth. You asked a question that revealed my true darkness right now.
You have to see a therapist.
That's what it is.
Because
this might be the only thing that's keeping him from needing to see a therapist.
Because it's, no, this is Dexter.
I am not. I know
not
I'm gonna
Dexter.
Get,
it's Dexterland.
I know that I'm gonna get some crap for this, but I'm telling you the truth. I just find it fascinating that this is how it's this little cage, this little aquarium, and it's a little microcosm of nature. And
technically,
I'm fascinated by that.
Terrarium, but
terrarium. That's right.
Are you at
aquarium
a point?
Would be fish,
right? Something water enclosed. Yeah,
water enclosed. Terrarium. Very. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that.
The thing that I'm thinking now is where this is where it starts. How far do we go before you are a snake owner?
I would never own a snake.
Through your son.
No. I would let him catch a gecko and keep it for a little while and feed it like crickets or whatever they eat. Yeah. But I would not. But no, he may, because he's a Florida kid, he might be into that. I just find it interesting. And one night I'm like, what's that? Feeding. And it says feeding a rattlesnake. I'm like, well, I'll look in on that. And then I found... How did you find your way to that?
Was that related to camp cooking?
Because his algorithm is recommended for you.
Yeah, but that's weird. There had to be something there had to be something before it.
The things I'm into on YouTube always get recommended to me.
Right.
They're dorky. They're embarrassing.
It's true.
Mike has a built-in algorithm to his YouTube. He's like, oh, you like death videos. Yeah. Here's another type of death.
Oh, God.
That's true. Right, if you like Dexter, you're going to like this.
Yeah. All right. I'm opening it up right now to see. And I'm not sure it'll be on this
show
computer.
Show us your last six videos. Just read the titles, please.
All right. Hold on. I'm looking.
That's
at
a true tell of someone that
Hey, Mike O'Mara show live stream.
Yeah, good. Yes.
That's the first one.
People should subscribe to that.
Yes.
Yeah. Tiger Woods, every shot from a first round 72.
There you go.
Fatal Attraction support group on Saturday Night Live.
That's a good sketch.
Improve your wedge play. The Carol Burnett show. I think we need to move on now.
What's the next one, Mike?
Bikini bow fishing for tilapia.
Ah!
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm about to look that one up. Look that one up.
You know, that is a delicious fish. Who can blame them?
Bow fishing.
And a landing at LaGuardia. All right. And so the snakes aren't even on the first page.
Yeah, because you probably want private.
Yeah. So two videos that involve landing strips.
Private mode.
Private mode. See. And then the biggest great white shark ever. I watch Love Nature, Bad Nature. We'll take a break. I'll come back.
And they couldn't entertain
more.
You at the school presentation.
Oscar's take on the Mike O'Mara show. We'll be right back. Everybody. No disguises.
For your consideration.
Brie, American, Gouda, mild cheddar, camembert, provolone, baby bell, parmesan, mascarpone, burrata, feta, ricotta, Gruyere, Asiago, gorgonzola, Havarti, Monterey Jack, Stilton, Swiss, Fontina, Pecorino Romano, and Buffalo mozzarella.
She didn't name all of the cheeses, but she named enough of the cheeses. She's Madeline Masiello, the queen of cheese, only on the Mike O'Mara show.
Love that promo! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by MeUndies. We love our MeUndies.
Yes.
We've been showing them off to each other. Rob and I got the Star Wars lounge pants. They're fantastic. My MeUndies are seriously the most comfortable thing I have ever worn. When I get my onesie, I'm going to do a whole show in it. Every pair of MeUndies uses a micro-modal fabric, which is three times softer than regular cotton. When you try this stuff on, and I'm telling you the truth here, I don't know how they do it. Three times softer makes a difference. It feels so good. Exactly what you want in your pants.
Is there anything better, Mike, than wearing those lounge pants and looking at YouTube?
Oh, my God. I'm watching snakes.
Yes.
MeUndies has plenty of style options for both men and women. Men can now try the boxer brief with fly, which is the same great cut as the MeUndies boxer brief, but now with an added option for guys who prefer to go through the gate versus over the fence, you know.
In my pants.
MeUndies, also the go-to for the softest loungewear on the planet. Try their lounge pants like we did and their onesies, which I haven't gotten yet. I'm going to wear it when I get it right here on the show. MeUndies makes onesies. They're incredible. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. Why wait? Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on. To get 15% off your first pair and free shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and a comment on the news all the way from Ras Al Khaimah, United Arab Emirates.
Nice.
I'm sorry. A review and comment on the news of the day that only our Bolivian bloviator can do. The views expressed by Oscar Santana. I always have trouble with this, too. It's all up here in the intergovernment.
You know, I always wanted that. You are so consistent. You don't have this written down?
I don't.
That's pretty impressive.
Used to, like, have it at different parts of the studio. The views expressed by Oscar Santana do not necessarily express the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States of America. And now, without further ado, I give you Oscar Santana and Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar. Hi.
Gentlemen.
The average American gets drunk 50 days a year, according to a new global survey of 124,000 people. The only country The only country that overindulges more than the United States is the United Kingdom at 51 times a year. And of course, when I read this, I thought, for me, let me add it up. And I might be okay. I might be okay on this one, I think.
All right. So this number isn't as high as we really think. If you really break it down.
Right.
We're talking weekends. Yeah, 52 weeks in a year. We're talking weekends. I think the idea, if someone's maybe reflecting on what they consume and what they shouldn't, it really depends on your job. If you're a hotshot sales guy for Oracle, I imagine you have to go out on multiple corporate dinners and you have to wine and dine. People are buying multi-hundred-thousand-dollar software packages. You're probably 150 for your days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you are a podcaster, national radio host, maybe you live in Florida, your lads are in D.C., you're probably in like the 220 range.
That's so not true. That is so not. No, I really thought about this. And when it says get, hold on.
Can I continue before?
Yeah, it's your take. Thank you. Yes, it's your take. Yeah, go ahead.
Your take.
Now, you may wonder, well, that's high, Oscar. Why would you say that about a colleague of your own?
Right.
And I say, well, you know, he's got a built-in, I guess, routine where it's show, hit the links, patio drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So show, hit the links, patio drinks.
Can I rephrase it for you to make it
more? Getting drunk.
Please, please.
Hijinks, links, patio drinks.
Oh, that's perfect.
Perfect. That's a t-shirt.
Jinx.
You know, but it says getting drunk. I don't get drunk.
Right.
Oh, but see, you and I have a different version of
Saturday,
drunk.
We got drunk.
Yes, yes. What do you get buzzed?
I'm really painting a picture of myself on today's show. I get drunk and watch snakes strike mice.
And I hate going to school functions.
Mike O'Mara, stellar American. There we go. All right, we got a lot. Let's move on.
Oh,
it's
Oscar's take.
Oscar's take. Oscar, Taco Bell just announced it's opening a new luxury hotel this summer.
Mm.
That's right, a luxury hotel.
Mm.
A luxury hotel. It's called The Bell. And it's going to open in Palm Springs, California.
Oh, perfect.
Here's the part of the story that I did a deep dive on and I couldn't find. It's going to open in Palm Springs, California for a limited time, starting on August 9th. What? You're opening a hotel. What is limited time? Why are they saying limited time? I don't get it. What is it that they will have at the Taco Bell Hotel? Lots of Taco Bell food, including test items you can't get anywhere else, a gift shop with Taco Bell merchandise, and a salon that will do, quote, Taco Bell-inspired nail art, haircuts, and braids. There's no word on how much the rooms will cost or how much these Taco Bell-inspired beauty services will cost either. If you're interested in going to the Taco Bell Hotel, The Bell. Reservations are going to open up next month, and they're probably going to go quickly. I don't understand limited time.
Summer Maybe vacation. This screams of an Instagram holiday.
Yeah,
where you go
and then they're
going to
turn it back into a regular hotel.
It's just like they take a ballroom for the inauguration and turn it into what any version of a fantasy world, depending on your budget. So then they'll put it right back to the old hotel when it's done. But they'll have so many people going to stay there. And I imagine there'll be a sweepstakes within their actual stores to send you to the Taco Bell Hotel. But this is where they went wrong, Mike.
Yes.
They don't have Darcizzle Offshore Fish Dream Inspire, which is a YouTube channel for the bowfish hunting. Because this young
they
lady
might have that in the
is
in the
a
TV.
Marketing genius. Yeah. If you could have resort offshore excursions from your Taco Bell Hotel that involved a few chalupas and then some bow hunting, why not?
With a girl in a bikini.
Oh, my God. She has almost 300,000 subscribers, and I'm not a fisherman, and I subscribed.
I applaud Yum Foods for doing this hotel thing. And I think
Yum Foods.
Because they own that. And I think the next step, of course, is obviously the Kentucky Fried Chicken Bed and Breakfast.
There it is. you're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Darcizzle Offshore. Subscribe.
Oscar, a new survey found America's favorite beers. And here are the top three. The rankings go. I'll go from the bottom to the top.
Right.
Budweiser at number five.
Mm.
At number four, Sam Adams. At number three, Corona. At number two, Guinness. And at number one, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to make, I know it's Oscar's take, but at number one, hold on, let me turn it up. Where's my thing? Come on, Michael, come on.
The title again.
America's favorite beers.
Perfect. Favorite beers at number one. Heineken.
Excuse me?
How did they determine that?
A new survey found America's favorite beers. That's all I have for you. I didn't get the big story. Budweiser, Sam Adams, Corona, Guinness, Heineken. There
okay,
they are.
So Corona, is it still? It's. I think these conglomerates have all come together. So it's not like Corona's from Mexico and Heineken. I don't think it's still.
But I think it's still a thing. I think Corona's still a
Corona,
thing.
Corona, Heineken, and Budweiser at a party for me are no thank you, no thank you, and no thank you.
That's blasphemous. It's summer, so it's Rona season.
It is.
So dare you say that. We just passed Cinco de Mayo. Hello.
Hey, by the way, we get the big beer sponsor. All those answers are subject to change. Thank you very much.
You are so absolutely full of whimsy.
Corona is owned by the Anheuser-Busch InBev.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So American beer, technically, we should root for America.
Yeah, right. I like Guinness, though. I love me the Guinness. Love
Guinness
it a lot.
Is not great. All year long. Guinness is
good.
Guinness is great when it's cold outside.
Can you have
chilly.
A Guinness like after you finish shooting 18 and you're on the patio? You're not going to get a Guinness too heavy.
I'll have one today.
That'll show me.
Don't get
and
drunk.
And then I'll get drunk for my 250th time of the year.
Ding.
Thank you. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Oscar's Take.
Finally, Oscar, 32-year-old Michaela Heutner lives outside Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And she went to her ex-boyfriend's house last Sunday night, but he wasn't home, so she waited. When he showed up around 1 in the morning, she was inside his house, and she demanded to know where he'd been.
Answers.
Then she started hitting him. So he told her to leave and showed her the door, but on her way out, she landed one more punch squarely to his groin and hit him so hard that his thing burst.
Oh, no.
We don't want to get graphic, but she hit him directly and so hard that one of them fell out. An ambulance took him to the hospital. We haven't seen any updates, but he told cops even Michaela looked worried when she realized the extent of the damage. She's facing charges for reckless endangerment, simple assault, harassment, and felony aggravated assault. I know you've had some interesting relationships.
I have, Oscar. Michaela. And for those of you out there that have children named Michaela, maybe turn the radio down. Michaela is a stripper name. The man the man got what he deserved. When he walked into that relationship, he should have seen the red flags.
Yeah.
Because that screams violence, unhinged. It screams jealousy. You got problems on the way. Know that going in.
That's why we do Oscar's Take, so we can sum it all up. We'll take a break right now, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, it'll be the final Audio Vault of the Week with Rob Spiewak.
Connecting with the Mike O'Mara Show has never been easier. Introducing
Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
All you need is a phone to tap the touch tones at 1-888-920-6673 and leave a message.
Phone calls from you so you can get your voice on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Call anytime because the Yak Shack never closes.
The sky is the limit. For the Yak Shack.
Taking your calls at 1-888-920-6673.
I've got me a cell phone and it's ready to call. And I'm calling the TMOS Yak Shack.
Call now.
Yes. Leave us a yak at the TMOS Yak Shack.
Yes.
Woo.
I love that promo.
It's great.
I love that promo. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me be clear. You can't say the word Vegas without saying the word vague. But there's nothing vague about what I'm about to say. If you don't go to the TMOS Live 10th Anniversary Party, the angels will weep for you. Are you prepared for both seraphim and cherubim to shed unholy tears during their heavenly ascension? Wow. He must have dropped acid last night.
Yeah.
Just because you were too stupid to make your plans for November, do it now. This year is going to be unbelievable. We've added a second show on November 16th. We sold out our Friday, November 15th show. So if you missed out on the first sold out show, now is your chance. Holy shit! And if you want to see both shows, even better. The TMOS 10th anniversary party is so big, we need two nights to do it. Two entirely different. It's entirely different. Two different shows. Two different nights at the Zappos corporate headquarters in downtown Vegas. Tickets on sale now at MikeOmerasShow.com. Get them this weekend. Sell this puppy out this weekend.
Yes. Do it.
Yes.
Arrive
yes.
in the arms of the angels and laugh and sing and praise and feel fellowship. The TMOS 10th anniversary party brought to you by Zappos. How are we doing, Oscar Santana, on our
just
fabulous
pulled up the numbers.
Las Vegas
over 50%
show.
Sold out for this Saturday night show. Get your tickets. Get it done.
If I didn't have my tickets, I would be starting to feel a sense of urgency, like I might miss out.
This is awesome.
FOMO.
What a great response.
Yes. We're very, very pleased. And we want to sell out the second show as well. And we hope we can do it with your help. And we're very excited. So you got roughly a little under 200 tickets left. So please buy them and get them this weekend. All right. A little under 200. That's you're going to miss out, people. You're going to miss out. So
don't blow it.
Come celebrate with us.
Don't blow it. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Friday, May 17th, 2019. Rob Spiewak. Wow, what a great audience we have. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, look, we are so grateful. It's amazing. We're sitting here talking about half of them already for the second show.
Yeah.
And we have already sold out the first show. This is what keeps us chugging, people.
Yep.
Thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and don't miss out. If you want to go, I'd hate to see somebody wanting to go not get a chance. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Been a while since we've given this award. This is the British Water Sport Enthusiast of the Day. And you can watch this video. No, it's fine. She's
not
on a
that
paddle
kind of water
She's
sport.
On a paddle board.
Got it.
And you can watch this video on the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page, should you choose to. She's in very shallow water. I'd say maybe 8 to 12 inches of water. And she's standing on essentially a surfboard to paddle out to sea. She takes a tumble, and her husband is, of course, always there and ready to help.
She's doing all right.
Down.
Oh, hell. Grab your glasses.
She is essentially in 8 inches of water, and all he keeps yelling is,
Grab your glasses.
What's he saying?
Grab your glasses. Like $400.
Grab your glasses with me, except in every day.
Don't want to lose your glasses.
But it would only sink down 8 inches of water. This woman is just taking a full header, and I won't generalize, but I'll say she displaced a lot of water.
Oh,
large woman. Thank you very much.
Grab your glasses.
And the dog barking is my favorite.
Go on now. Where's Gentleman Jack?
Now, Mike, you're handling today's show rather well, although I know you're sad that last night the final episode of The Big Bang Theory aired.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Finally.
And we have so many listeners that love that show, and what a great show it
really
was.
Really fine. I love the writing. And it's the thing about it, Mike, what made it so great.
The writing was delicious.
The thing that's so great about The Big Bang Theory is it's so funny.
Now we're going to get crap.
I actually love the show. I don't know what these guys are talking about. Last there time we go. Talked about this.
Read the transcript.
Distance yourself from us.
Read the transcript. All we've done is compliment it.
We got a lot of hate mail. People said we didn't get it. They called us old. Mm. That we're out of touch. It's a great effing show. What a run.
Right.
Congratulations. Moving on.
Right.
What's next?
All right. So what you missed last night is that Sheldon and Blossom won the Nobel Peace Prize. The Nobel Prize for Physics.
Hey, spoiler alert.
It's a sitcom on television.
Spoiler alert.
All right.
You should say
so
spoiler
maybe,
alert.
All right,
too late.
Let me rephrase
just go
it.
Move on. You don't need to rephrase it.
I'm not sure if he won it or not. He was in contention. Big thrilling ending. And then Johnny Galecki banged and got the blonde pregnant, and they fixed the elevator. Those are the three plot points. But here's Sheldon. Here's what was so crazy, Mike. Sheldon, he's very smart.
Is that
smart.
Jim Parsons?
Yes. He's very smart. But because of that, he misses social cues. Mm. And because of this, he alienated a lot of his Big Bang Theory friends on the way to pick up the award. But what do you know? When he accepts the award, turns out he's a pretty good guy.
This honor doesn't just belong to me. I wouldn't be up here if it weren't for some very important people in my life. I have been encouraged, sustained, inspired, and tolerated, not only by my wife, but by the greatest group of friends anyone ever had. Bernadette, Raj, Penny, Leonard. I apologize if I haven't been the friend you deserve. But I want you to know, in my way. I love you all.
That is that kind of the? That was sweet. Is this a very special Big Bang Theory? Is
it was a two. It was a two-parter that they aired as a one-hour episode.
Sponsored by Intel,
and that's how it ended. But anyway, you know what? There are not a lot of those live audience three-camera sitcoms anymore, and that one was had a tremendous run.
I think you're a big fan.
I love it because you know why, Oscar?
Why?
It's very funny.
Hey, the bank vault is closed.
Now, sorry, do you know who has a show on YouTube? I found this morning. Blanket and Prince Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson's children have launched a YouTube show. And I said, that's odd because they've never been photographed as much as anything. And now they're, and then I thought, oh, you know what? Maybe when dad gets some bad press, the family gets you to do something. So this is my thought, that if you subscribe to the YouTube channel that's called Life on Two and watch the Blanket and Prince Michael Jackson show, maybe this is the Michael Jackson or the Jackson family trying to distract from the stuff that we've been talking about for the last 2 months. Anyway, their first episode, they talk about Avengers Endgame. Here they are talking about it.
For a blockbuster franchise, like I think one of the things that separates them, like and why they're so loved and successful.
All right, thank you. That's all I need. Thanks for the update.
All right, but that's what's going on now. Something that we do care about.
By the way, that is probably the least surprising clip I have ever heard on the audio.
Well, sometimes, Mike.
That sounded exactly like what I was expecting.
Sometimes 100%. I need to present you what you need to hear. But you know what I love about that YouTube show that they do? Is it's funny.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
All right. Elton John got together with Bernie Taupin and wrote a new record for that movie, Rocket Man, which, by the way, premiered in France last night to standing ovations. Now, I don't know how manufactured that is.
Yeah, and remember, it's France. They love Jerry Lewis.
That's
sorry, no offense, Rob. I'm sorry.
That's
fine. I hope it's good, because I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
This is to me, is one of the coolest things, that Elton got back together with his partner from the 70s, Bernie Taupin, wrote a song, and he recorded, Elton John did, with Taron Egerton, who plays him in the movie.
You know, Rob?
Yep.
I want to put Elton a little further in the background.
I do too, and I like that they've got chosen.
I wish he had a better voice.
They've chosen the three notes he can still hit. That's nice. But you know what? It's a catchy record, and I hope that it hits, because I like Elton John. Good stuff.
And I hope it's a smash. I really hope everybody loves it, including me.
Yeah. So the spin I'm getting on it is that it's a better story. And a story better told than the Bohemian Rhapsody movie.
Awesome.
Because Bohemian Rhapsody had great music, but a lot of people said, you know, when you really get right down to it, it's like a Hallmark movie. It was told so simply. And so hopefully we get a little more.
And Elton John. I mean, if they include all the stories.
Stuff,
I read a lot about Elton John. Oh, unbelievable. Yeah, the hits. Yeah.
True.
There we go.
There you go. Right. And you guys, I know that it's got to be at least on the back of your mind, or at the back of your mind. The Game of Thrones, the series finale, is this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
The last new episode that will ever air is this Sunday.
Game of Thrones will air its final episode this weekend. And if you're wondering who's going to die, my guess is HBO.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Hey, let's sell out that show this weekend. Everybody, get your tickets for our live show in Las Vegas. We sold out the Friday show on November 15th, and we are looking to sell out the November 16th show. We'd love to see each and every one of you there. Remember, it'll be a good time with our 10th anniversary spectacular in Las Vegas, Nevada, this coming November. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Bring me the big knife. I'm going to cut my throat.
Oh, we're done for. We're done for. We're done diddly done for. We're done diddly doodly done diddly doodly done diddly doodly done diddly doodly.
Banders, step out of it.